So I kind of want to ask you the same question as it relates to bevacizumab. What are some of the things that have happened in the last year that you think are most important for a doc in practice to know in terms of bevacizumab?
Bevacizumab, the data are, let's say, a bit older. And what is important, I think, is what many people have been doing already, is that we have seen the last year also data on oxaliplatin-based treatment that bevacizumab in a formal randomized trial in the first line increases the activity of oxaliplatin-based treatment. We knew that already from the second line, the ECOG study, FOLFOX plus or minus bevacizumab, that was positive. We knew from the first line that when bevacizumab was combined with 5-FU, that it increased the activity, or when combined with irinotecan 5-FU. So the picture is becoming formally evidence-based, more complete, and actually that's the reason why also the European authorities formally are extending the label. Until a week ago, we had in Europe only a label with bevacizumab when linked to irinotecan-based therapy, because
Right.
it was formerly looked at. Now, since this week, the label has expanded.
Interesting.